Good morning and welcome to God's Point of View, a weekly Bible-based discussion on matters of faith and everyday living. God's Point of View is made possible every Thursday at this time by the Highland Church of Christ, 821 Euclid Avenue in Paintsville. And now your co-host for God's Point of View, Tim Collins and Jerry Scott.
You place your hand on his Bible, and when you swear to tell the truth, his name is on our greatest monuments, all our money too. And when we pledge allegiance, there's no doubt of where we stand. No separation, we're one nation under Him. In God we still trust. Here in America, He's the one we turn to every time the going gets rough. He is the source of all our strength, the one who watches over us. Here in America, in God we still trust.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome into God's Point of View, presented by the Highland Church of Christ, located at 821 Euclid Avenue here in Paintsville. This is a program that is paid for by the church, therefore the opinions of myself or Mr. Jerry Scott are not necessarily those of WSIP Radio or Fork Broadcasting, but they are, however, our opinions as we interpret it from the Holy Scripture.
Amen, brother. Amen. Good to see you this morning.
Good to see you.
Yeah, I thought we were good on the volume. Turn me up just a little bit. That's good. It changes.
It does. It varies around a little bit.
From the time you go on the air, it changes. Everything is good. And we commented a moment ago about the humidity out this morning, or as the old country preacher used to say, the humility is the problem.
The humility is the problem. Yes.
A lot of truth to that.
There is a lot of truth to that.
So, are you well this morning?
I am well.
Good.
For now.
So am I, and plan to stay that way, the live long day.
Do you plan on staying up all day?
Yeah, I do. I
don't.
Yeah. Well, you've been up since 2 o'clock,
2.30. 2.30.
Yeah, you've been up since 2.30, so you have every right to take a nap this afternoon.
So I
might, were it not for four little creatures that will be roaming around the house after a while.
Yeah, Caroline had a birthday the other day.
She did. Yeah, she did. We had a big time the other night having a birthday party.
Did you eat cake and ice cream?
Well, what we had was cupcakes.
Oh. Well, that counts as cake.
That counts as cake.
Yeah.
And so I had my cupcake, and then later in the evening I had some ice cream.
Oh, boy.
I try to have a little ice cream every night.
Do you really?
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I did not know
a
that.
A little ice cream. No, try not to do much more than a half cup.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Just enough. Well, you take that sip of coffee there, and I will tell everybody out in Radio Land listening. We appreciate you listening today, and if you have a question or comment, you can give us a call at 789-0318, 789-0318. You can also email us at godspointofview@yahoo.com. That's godspointofview@yahoo.com. You can check us out on our Facebook page. We are streaming live there, or a live video. I don't know if they call it streaming, but
I'm not sure. I guess it is.
I'm so far behind on technology.
I guess it is.
Or as the great Scott always says, at times he gives out his local number, so your cellular device number.
That's 606 if you're out of the area.
Yeah.
And in the area, 367-0137. I have the cellular device right here before me. And would love to hear from you.
Yeah.
The email, we have an email this morning.
Oh,
but,
boy.
But before we go to that email,
okay.
maybe we ought to go ahead and read the email, because we've been challenged a little bit here this morning. maybe the better way to say it is our audience has been challenged. Let me read it to you. Let me explain.
Yeah, bring some clarity to
I'll do my best to do that. Says, a question for your viewers. Where do you find the word Los Deo, written? Praise be to God is the translation.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a great story behind this. I did not know this. I'm sure you both do. Thought it would be fun if listeners would call in their answer. So we got a challenge to the listeners if they want to call in and tell us if they know what Los Deo means in the story that is behind, not only the biblical story, but there's another little story attached to it. And we'll come back to that in a minute.
Okay.
Would that be good?
You're taking control, so
now,
go for it.
You said something about words and translations a minute ago, you weren't sure exactly streaming. You were talking about streaming.
Oh, yes.
You weren't sure.
Yeah.
About some aspect of it.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this, Timotheus.
No, it's a test.
Yeah, this is a test.
I'm bad with this.
If I brought that with me,
Maybe my prayer will be answered.
Maybe your prayer will be answered. Well, having difficulty locating it right at the moment. That happens to us sometimes.
You look like a banker going through files.
Yeah, well, I've done that.
No, I thought you had.
As a banker, I've done that. So
that's why I say that.
Here it is. Uh-oh. Because I found
Uh-oh.
It.
Uh-oh.
Found it.
Okay.
Now, let me start by saying, I want you to know, Timotheus, and folks listening, that it's totally lit to be speaking to you today. Hope nothing that follows feels cringy. Now, sometimes I get a little extra. And when we're not F to F, it's hard to tell. I'm just hoping it reads fleeky and sounds fleeky. But trust me, what follows is high key. TBH, I just hope you don't throw any shade my way, but instead we'll read and wig. Now, Timotheus, what did I just say?
Well, I know there's a face-to-face. The F to F is face-to-face. Got that one.
Well, you're sharper than you thought you were.
So, I'm guessing that's what that one is. Pretty much the rest of it I was lost on. Because I'm seeing on Facebook posts and different things, and, you know, they'll abbreviate. And I'm standing there thinking for an hour, what does this mean?
Yeah.
Well, I'm too embarrassed to ask sometimes.
This is teen talk. Well, not to be confused with Teen Town in 1965. But anyway.
Okay.
This is some of the phrases, some of the words that are used by today's youths.
Now, that is almost like cryptic messaging for a 54-year-old man like myself.
Absolutely.
And that worries me a little bit.
Well, if it's bad for you, are you thinking about a 69-year-old like myself?
Yeah, but you're young 69.
Yeah, but I have the translation here before me.
Uh-oh. Okay, now we're going to hear what it says.
Let me share a few of them with you.
Plain English.
Yeah, beef, B-E-E-F. Now, that's easy. You know, if you got a beef with somebody.
Oh, okay, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, you got a problem
with it. Disagreement or some hostility. B-R-B.
BRB?
Yeah, be right back.
Oh, see? That's exactly what I'm talking about.
I know it is. I'm trying to help you.
I need all the help.
Bro.
Brother.
Or brew. B-R-U-H. How's that pronounced?
B-R-U-H?
Yeah, B-R-U-H.
I don't know.
Another way of saying bro or brother. Canceled. That means done, deleted, finished. Some of these are pretty good. Here's one I'm sure you'll know. A clout chaser.
Is that Dad's wallet?
No. No.
I just wondered. Like somebody chasing after Dad's wallet. Clout chaser.
Yeah. No. It's someone who tries to latch on to someone else or maybe a popular person.
Dad's wallet.
Yeah, there you go. Clout demon is a wannabe. Cringy is awkward or uncomfortable. And I used the word a moment ago about... hope it didn't sound too cringy. Well, that was uncomfortable or cringe-worthy. Curve is to reject someone's advances. Dead A, to be completely honest and serious. Dime, D-I-M-E. It means rating of attractiveness, 10-10. Down in the DM. Down in the DM. Direct messaging someone privately, usually to meet them.
That's
the word they use another phrase for that.
Okay.
Drip or dripping.
Drip or dripping.
Drip or dripping. That's flashy, ostentatious.
Oh, I thought I was getting out of the shower.
Yeah, no.
Well, I do.
F2F, you said that way earlier.
Face to face. Yeah.
And then there's fleeky.
Oh.
Fleeky.
I know what flaky means. I don't know what fleeky means.
Well, fleeky means, what's flaky mean?
Flaky's a little, you know, out there.
Yeah, well, fleeky is amazing or great.
I didn't
want what I said earlier to sound too fleeky.
So I can start calling you the fleeky
shot?
You
could call me that, yes, you could. And then there's glow up.
Glow up?
Oh, yes. That's an incredible transformation. And then there's goat.
Oh, the Pontiac GTO.
No. Greatest of all time.
Oh, now that idea.
Yeah, like this show is.
Yeah, greatest of all time.
Today's show is going to be GOAT.
Yeah, there you go.
And then there's G-U, I think it's pronounced Gucci, G-U-C-C-I, Gucci, good or cool. High key, that means a lot, wanting everyone to know something. Hit a lick means to steal something. All of these, and it goes on. I've got several of them here. I'm not going to
take that's a whole new time. Language.
It's Scott. A whole new language. That's the point. It's a whole new language, and colleges are finding out that they've had to change. Colleges and universities have had to change the way they do business. They issue sort of textbooks because kids don't want to read anymore. They just want a visual. They want to see it. YouTube's their greatest communication device.
Well, now I'm a YouTube fan.
Yeah, and so they want, for instance, one course issues iPads for everybody, not a textbook,
really?
But an iPad. Yeah.
Well, it's probably cheaper than buying the book.
I guess it would be. And so tweaking. Now it's not what you think.
Is that some kind of dance?
Well, as I said, it's not what you think.
Okay.
No,
that's a different thing.
Means high or usually on amphetamines.
Oh.
Yeah. See, I never knew that.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Yeah. And then, of course, lastly, I said earlier, this broadcast will be GOAT.
Greatest of all time.
There you go. So those are just some things to think about.
It's interesting to me, and I understand change. I get change. The only thing constant in this world is change.
Absolutely.
But why are we conforming to younger people?
Well, I'm not.
You know, evidently we're not. But you were talking about the colleges.
Sure, sure.
And I'm thinking, we're conforming to them.
Well, it seems to be, and it seems that this is their market. You know, this is the market from which academia is drawing now. For instance, I have a grandson, 18 years old.
Yeah.
He's in college this year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to diss. that means talk negative about
that one. Yeah, that one I'm with.
The young generation, but they're different. There's a lot of changes. There's all kinds of ways of thinking about things.
Well, and it concerns me because if you're trying to watch what your kids are watching on TV, what they're looking at on the internet, and all those type of things, they could have a complete conversation and be saying all kinds of things. I wouldn't have a clue.
You're absolutely correct. And speaking of conversations, that's one of the reasons that we are at Highland now involved with Classical Conversation.
Mm-hmm.
It's called CC in short. It's a community of education, a new approach to community education for homeschoolers. And we had our first class this week, as a matter of fact.
And how did that go? I didn't get a
call. Went great. Just great. Went great. Great. I talked with the director, Andrea Scott Jones, who just happened
fine
to be my
lady.
Daughter.
Fine young lady.
And she's homeschooling her children. We're helping out where we can with that. But I have nothing to do with Classical Conversation except to just, I'm amazed by it. I am amazed. With it. And that is just kind of like the icing on the cake, the serendipity for Little Light Academy.
Oh, yes.
And that has begun. This is Little Light's third week now, I guess. No, second week.
Second week. Okay.
And so they've got upwards of 17, 18 students.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. And so it's just great. And we believe it's important to teach them early.
Absolutely.
And to teach them, correctly. And if you're interested in either of those, Classical Conversation, if you're a homeschooler and you want a community of people that are homeschooling, they meet every Tuesday at the Highland Church, not down at the Life Center where Little Light is, but at the church,
in the
main church building.
Yeah.
And they meet, I guess they start about 8:15, 8:30 maybe. Andrea's going to come on sometime and talk with us about this. Our program is on, of course, Thursdays.
Mm-hmm.
And this broadcast will be the GOAT. There's no question about it. And she works half a day, 2 days a week, and it's kind of hard for her to be here on Thursday. So I suggested she'd be on David's program on Sunday.
Yeah, Bluegrass in the Highlands.
Bluegrass in the Highlands.
2 p.m. Sunday afternoon.
Yeah. So we're trying our best to educate. We're trying our best to help people deal with navigating life. And if you get started out right, it's kind of like buttoning the vest.
Yes.
You know, you start out wrong and you end up wrong.
Yes, sir.
And I'll tell you something that started out wrong and it's ending up wrong now that, that's a good segue for it. And that is something that, I listened to just this morning, a briefing from Albert Mohler, who has a daily podcast entitled The Briefing, and he was talking about this Catholic church cover-up.
Yeah.
And we've seen a lot of that on the news here lately.
Yeah.
And one of the things that just really stuck out, almost jumped out of the cellular device on me on the podcast, was the attitude that many of the higher uppity-ups in the Catholic Church have about this subject. And right up, I'm talking about right up to the top. The Pope won't even respond to the allegations that he knew what was going on.
That's what I was going to say, but it was hearsay that I had heard. I hadn't confirmed it, but even the Pope said, this is all I'm going to say about it, and it's done.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. That was it. He said, I'm not going to respond to it. You read it, and
that's it.
I'm not going to respond to it. So there was an interview with a Cardinal Kupic, I believe is the way he pronounces his name, C-U-P-I-C-H. And there's been a tremendous problem with homosexuality in the Catholic Church for a long time. I mean, for centuries, quite frankly.
Mm-hmm.
This goes back years and years and years. Nobody will admit it, but it's true. And so they he was interviewed, and he was asked. I think the New Yorker magazine interviewed this cardinal, and he won't deal with it. He's saying the same thing that the Pope said. And he did say this. He said, I'm not going down that rabbit hole.
Hmm.
And then he went on to say, the Pope has a bigger agenda. What is bigger in Christendom than edifying and nurturing young people?
Purifying.
What is bigger than that? What is more important than that?
Yeah.
And so we value this responsibility we have at Highland. I guess above all others, other than, of course, lifting God's name and glorifying Him, but Jesus was very clear about the treatment of children.
Absolutely.
And, you know, you mistreat a child and you might as well just commit hari kari, because He said it would be better for you that a millstone be hanged about your neck and you drown in the depth of the sea.
Yes.
Mark Thiessen is a former George W. Bush speechwriter. See him a lot on Fox News. And he made the observation, and I think he's right on. Now, that's not a Generation Z phrase. I think everybody understands that.
I think so.
He said, quote, I understand the Reformation better now, end quote.
Whoa.
In other words.
That's heavy.
Yeah, he sees a need.
I got
that one. He sees a need.
Yes.
For something, for the church back hundreds of years ago to be reformed.
Yeah.
This is pathetic. This is pathetic. I have strong feelings about it. Some of the feelings, I'm afraid if I get carried away, I'm allowed to say something I don't want to say.
Yeah, I may have to turn your microphone
off. I may have to turn it off.
Yeah, but
we don't have any 7-second delay here on the sending end, do we?
Yes.
Oh, we do?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, you do?
Yes, I do.
Is that called your index finger? You cut me off?
No, I just hit the button over here. But we are on a delay. I was thinking about end-timed events, how the New Testament talks about end-timed events.
Yes, sir.
Itching ears, what people want to hear, straying away from the Word, and those kinds of things. But never, 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 I can see the deviation of gospel, you know, and kinds of those things. But what's going on in the Catholic Church and what the response is, and it's like it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
Or maybe they're just hoping that, you know, if we don't say much about it, it'll just go away.
Well, that's what's happened over the centuries, really.
Yeah, and it's not just going away. I think people refuse to let it go away.
I hope people are refusing to let it go away. In the last 70 years, when this all came to the surface again recently, in the last 70 years, there's been over 1,000 cases, 81% of those cases being boys.
Hmm.
There's a problem with homosexuality in the Catholic Church.
Yeah, at the uppity ups.
Well, we're talking about the priests.
Yeah.
We're talking about those in charge.
Yeah.
And it's demonic. I think it's demonic. I think it's a shame. I think it's despicable.
Yeah.
I think it's damnable.
Absolutely. And the thing that I'm thinking about, the other aspect of it, you may have people that are not, say they're not religious people, they're not saying there's not a God, but they don't, you know, go to church, but they're looking at this and saying, well, if there's a God, and there is, why would He let this stuff just continue to go on if it's been going on these years? And that's a legitimate question, Jerry.
It is, and I don't blame people for asking that. If we didn't know the Bible, if we didn't understand the Scripture, and we're not saying we're all knowing, we're just saying we've studied the Scripture now all these years, and we understand first and foremost that God is the centerpiece of everything. He's the creator of everything that is good. It is man that has corrupted it. It is man that is the sinner.
Mm-hmm.
And this to me reveals the tremendous love of God, who though we were sinners, yet Christ died for us. Not all child molesters, thank God. Not all pedophiles, thank God. But we all have our own unique brand, if you will, of temptation. And sometimes we don't, sometimes we live below our own wishes. We all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But there are certain traits. It's kind of like lying. I heard recently about some tests and some revelation about sociologists talking about people who lie, and the more they lie, the easier it is to lie. Mm-hmm. And they were talking about children, 2 years old, will lie.
Oh, yeah.
Parents get all upset about that. You know, well, boy, is he lying? I didn't teach him to do that. You have to teach him not to. You have to teach him not to.
Yeah.
He's born that way. She's born that way. I used to say my kids were born heathens, and I started with my kids because it applies to all humanity. We're all born heathen.
Yeah, mommy and daddy, if they're saying that, you were born that way too.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Yeah.
So we have to be taught. And this is why, here I go, Timotheus, going back to Little Light Academy and classical conversations. But this is where you have to teach them early in life. And that does not guarantee anything, nor does it mean that your little sweethearts are going to be perfect.
Yeah.
There is no perfection except in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's it.
And that's a good segue into our Sunday school program. It's going to start this Sunday.
Absolutely.
You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Our program actually is called the chronology, the Family Bible Hour, the chronology of the Bible.
Yeah.
And we go from A to Z, so to speak. We go from Genesis to Revelation,
yep.
Or as the old brother said, to the maps. And
I love that.
We started this on Wednesdays in 1989.
Mm-hmm.
That may be a piece of information for you, Timotheus, that you didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
But we started that at Hager Hill in 1989, and we've done it consistently. Now, we've changed the time we do it. We did it on Wednesday nights. Then we did it on some on Sunday nights. Then we changed it to Sunday morning several years ago, and that's where it stays now. But once a quarter, once a year for the fall quarter, we do the Family Bible Hour.
September through December.
Uh-huh. And we have people to volunteer to help to read some of the headings and the divisions. We talk about things like the days of creation. We talk about the Ten Commandments. We talk about the apostles. We talk about the church. We talk about the three divisions of the Bible, which is the patriarchal division, and then the Mosaic division, and then the Christian division. When I use the word division, I just mean separate compartments, of time.
Yeah.
There's been about, as best we can tell, and then people argue about this, and then you don't have to agree with
not a salvation issue.
Not a salvation issue. Something over 6,000 years of recorded history.
Mm-hmm.
I say recorded history, and that's found 2,500 years, the patriarchal dispensation, 1,500 years, the Mosaic dispensation. That's the word I was looking for earlier, and it wouldn't come. And then the last 2,000 years, the Christian dispensation.
That's where we are.
And so we have no trouble in this program determining if I should mention the located person and tell me about the person. The first thing you want to do is to find out which dispensation they're in.
Mm-hmm.
Is he in the patriarchal dispensation? Yes. Was he a father? Yes. Well, did he have a son? Yes. Did he have more than one son? Yes. Was one of his sons named Isaac? Yes. Who are we talking about? We're talking about Abraham.
Yep.
And we can locate people and understand stories and events.
Like it brings the puzzle together.
It does bring it together.
Yeah.
So if you want a better understanding of Scripture and you want certainly your children to understand it, bring them for one quarter.
Yeah.
Come with them, sit with them, and just listen.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Because it's reestablished every week. We go over the same thing for 3 months, And, the more, of course, if you participate, it's even more fun.
True.
But, it's one of the greatest things that Highland has ever done.
And that may sound boring to you, 3 months over the same.
Yeah.
But I can tell you something. It doesn't get boring.
No, it doesn't get boring.
It doesn't get.
And we don't cover everybody.
No.
In the Bible,
no.
But we cover almost everybody.
Yeah. The judges.
Sure.
Learn about the judges.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I just thought that I'd throw that in. You're just talking about children.
I'm glad you did.
A lot of people can't homeschool. Their children are above ages of Little Light Academy. You know, what have we got for them? That's what we've got for you.
What we're trying to do is to develop character.
Mm-hmm.
And you can people say, well, this particular avenue of study will develop character, or that particular association will develop character. We believe the Bible will develop character. That's what we're selling.
Yeah.
If I could use that as a phrase of that most everybody understands, we're marketing Jesus.
What if there's a hip word for that?
Well, that's a good question.
There's another hip word.
You know, John McCain.
Yes.
Final burial service will be Saturday, I guess.
They're flying him from Arizona out today to Washington,
yeah.
I believe.
A lot of good things about John McCain, and I know he's had some times that a lot of conservatives or Republicans, more especially maybe, questioned. But overall, 81% conservative voting record. But he said something that I think really stands out. In his book, Character is Destiny. Now, there's a lot of truth right there.
Yeah, boy.
Your character is going to determine where you spend the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Sow a thought, reap a deed. Sow a deed, reap a character. Sow a character, reap a life. Sow a life, reap a destiny. So, he's right. Character is destiny. But here's what he wrote. Quote, "It is your character and your character alone that will make your life happy or unhappy." Now, we use the word happy or unhappy because that's the way the world views happiness. They use the word happy. The Bible would say blessed. But he's right. Your character, if your character is molded by biblical things, you're going to have a blessed life. You're going to have a blessed life, not free from trouble, heartache,
yeah.
But you're going to have a blessed life. Got just a couple of minutes to move this. We better get back to our question. We've had no calls about this. Which might tell me that folks don't view this as the GOAT today, greatest of all time, or folks aren't listening. I hope that's not the case.
No,
or folks don't know. So let's try to educate. What do you say?
Okay.
The phrase Los Deos means praise be to God. Praise be to God. And the little tidbit of information is that it is written, praise be to God, on an aluminum cap atop the Washington Monument in Washington, D.C. Now, that's 555.125 feet high.
You know, we've let it out. A lot of people doesn't know that.
Yeah.
Now that we've told it,
you're
going to have somebody want to take it off.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's up there.
Yeah.
It's up there. Now, when it was put there, there was no planes. There was no helicopters.
Yeah.
Nobody could see it.
Yeah.
But it's there, and of course we have the capability of seeing it now. But it's always been true, even if somebody didn't see it, that all glory goes to God. Praise be to God. The German composer Bach... I know he's one of your favorite, Timotheus.
Oh, listen about that.
He understood that music was a gift from God and should be used to the glory of God.
I'll agree with that.
And he would pen SDG. SDG. Solo Deo Gloria. Which means all the glory goes to God. That's the way he signed his compositions. SDG. That'd be a good way to go out, wouldn't it? SDG. For whatever it's worth, all the glory of this program goes to God.
Folks, we'd like to thank you for joining us today for another edition of God's Point of View presented by the Highland Church of Christ, 821 Euclid Avenue in Paintsville. And we'd like to invite you to services, as we said earlier. Sunday school starts this Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m., Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m., Sunday evening life groups at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Thanks again for listening today to another edition of God's Point of View.